Poem 45, Angel's Landing. Do not think of what you do, but only ascend the thread of switchbacks together, the best way to believe in rising. Stone will shield your right or left, but not for long. So when it drops away to lines traversing gravity and space, offer your strong hand to those whose passage takes them down, for their bodies are light, hollowed by the openings they found above. You cannot go by any straight path. Here, the narrow is true, and the thresholds will sharpen. All you are promised is up. This is how one walks on the edge of a great drop. Keep three points upon the rock: a hand, your wide-eyed dexterity, your balance in all things, but love, whose fall will bruise you into life. Watch fishers carrying droplets, and let your tongue taste the iron in this rocken air. Hold to outcrops where you can. Trust your boots to clutch the earth. Obey whatever the wind directs, a force beyond flesh and will. Do not turn back. Rest in the shadows. Follow ravens at play above the river. They will help you draw fuel to warm your new life in your familiar land. Advance to the center when you reach the top. Turn slowly to every line of sight and whisper, "This is my blood drumming in my ears. These are my muscles oiled with ache." Your eyes will gather the circle in, a circle made round, arising within.